Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody joins us in studio as we are celebrating or mourning on a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. Jordan Schultz, who hosts a podcast with Allen Robinson, tweeted, "An overwhelming number of Bears players want Matt Nagy gone, league sources say." Quote, "He lost some of the locker room last season, but now it's gone," end quote. One source adds, "One key holdup, no head coach in the 101-year franchise history has ever been let go during the season." We will have Jordan on before the end of the show. Your response to that report, Mark Grody, is...
Hello. There we are. Now we are on the radio. My surprise because of even last year when they were going through the horrible six-game losing streak, it felt like the guys still like loved Matt Nagy. Like that has never. It seems to me that it had never wavered. Now I know as a reporter that a lot of what we hear is they're not telling the truth. Especially when asked questions like that about the boss, they're not going to come out and say
into a microphone, into cameras. Yeah, they're
right,
not going to tell you the truth.
And so we depend on, you know, sort of the eye contact, the body language, and things like that. And it's always been, honestly, it has always seemed sincere. Now there have not been those kinds of questions directly about Matt Nagy this year.
And there's also not been those kind of moments when you're just hanging around the locker room for 20, 30 minutes and you get a guy who's walking out of the training room and you say, can you just talk to me about something here a little bit?
Yes, it is vastly different.
That stuff is gone.
Yeah, when a guy is standing up at a podium, I mean, it is, you know, it is so different from that. Even if everything is on the record when you're in the locker room, you could still get a better feel for a guy. You can know whether or not they actually want to talk because you go up to him and say, hey, do you want to talk? And,
sure.
And sometimes they do, and sometimes they will tell you some things and they will say something, and then once the recorder goes off, they'll say, hey, here's what's really going on. Now, we didn't have that luxury last year either, Matt.
So what
I could tell last year was it has always seemed like Matt Nagy was a very popular guy. But you know what? Here's the thing, that the good guy-ness sort of wears off for everybody eventually. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the things. Like, maybe that was like the last straw for Matt Nagy. If this report, if there is truth to it, that, okay, now he's sort of lost us in terms of the coaching, but he's still a good guy. And now that doesn't matter either.
See, that's the thing. Was yesterday bad enough that it could have broken that final straw?
Yeah, I think so. Like, everything about yesterday was bad enough. And it was, man, it was an emotional sideline yesterday after the deadly pass at the end of the game that set Baltimore up to win the game. Roquan Smith comes over to the sideline and he was just screaming, you know, took his helmet off and just kind of, running up and down the sideline, not really yelling at anybody in particular, but definitely, you know, letting it out. I was watching Marquise Goodwin on the final touchdown. He had obviously had that huge touchdown to put the Bears up, and a lot of people thought they're going to win. I was just watching his face during that, and it was so, like, dejected. I mean, you can imagine what his face looked like. So it was a crazy day on the sideline.
Hopefully you can hang out for another segment because Jordan Schultz just called in. So we are gonna talk to him right now, we are gonna hear from you in just a little bit.
Thank you, Mark.
Got it, guys.
Jordan Schultz, kind enough to join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Jordan, you host the podcast with Allen Robinson. We very much appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, so thank you. And what exactly are you hearing?
Well, my pleasure, guys. Well, first of all, as an NFL fan, there's no question that when the Bears and the Packers and the Giants are better, it's good for the league. So obviously, selfishly, I like the Bears to do well. And obviously, you know, because of Allen as well. So with that in mind, there's no question as well that the organization has gone through a very rough seven seasons. And I didn't even know this, but the fact that they're 45-61 over Ryan Pace's 7 years, I think, says a lot. Obviously, drafting Trubisky, hiring Nagy, there just seems like there's an endless amount of rope for Matt Nagy and Pace, for that matter. But when it comes to the locker room, which we know isn't the end-all and be-all, but certainly matters, I think last season he lost some of it. And from what I'm told now, it's really just gone. And when you talk about a team that's been decimated by injuries, you know, that's one thing. But when you don't have faith in your head coach, especially as a team with a lot of young players, I think it's very difficult.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of trust in the locker room?
Well, it started at the beginning of the year when he named Dalton the starter, because a lot of that locker room was divided, you know, wanting Justin to get the nod. And, you know, the fact that Andy came in, was a veteran, you know, it's like, it's great. And yeah, like he wanted to be QB1, but when you have a young superstar or someone that you think could be a superstar quarterback and that you drafted in that position, you know, there's a reason why you did that. And in this day and age, I think what we've seen is that young players, young quarterbacks need to play. And it's almost unanimous across the board that they do. So when Field got the number two role behind Dalton at the beginning of the season, that didn't help. If you go back to last year, toward the end of the year, I think losing to Detroit, giving that game away, it's not necessarily one thing, but there's a lot of, as you said, straws that certainly contributed to it. And then I think last weekend just epitomized the team and the state of the team in terms of its where it stands with Matt Nagy.
So when they talk about him, Jordan, in terms of what you're hearing, are they talking about his schematics? Are they talking about his leadership, his game management?
My understanding is the leadership element or lack thereof from Ryan Pace is a big issue. For Nagy, I think it's a combination, but schematically, as someone that's supposed to be an offensive coach and someone that has – went through Trubisky as quickly as he did, and was unable to get that going. I don't think that helped, but now it's really, my understanding is the leadership or lack thereof with Ryan Pace, and with Nagy, it's a schematic, but also just, I don't get the sense that he really connects with a lot of these players. And it's unfortunate because you look at that roster and they were healthy. You know, I thought they were a playoff team, and obviously a lot of things happened during NFL season, but we're in this position, and I can't imagine a scenario where he isn't fired. And I know Bears fans know this, but the fact that they haven't had a coach fired in 101 years during the season, I didn't realize that either, speaks for itself. But I think there is a first for everything.
Jordan Schultz is our guest. So the tweet that had us reach out to you said, an overwhelming number of Bears players want Matt Nagy gone, yeah, league sources say. And then you quote one source, he lost some of the locker room last season, but now it's gone, end quote. So, but just to be clear, you have multiple sources telling you that the majority of the locker room wants Matt Nagy gone.
Correct.
Okay. obviously people are going to make the connection because you're not on the Bears beat every day, but you do have a podcast with Allen Robinson, mm-hmm. and his agent Brandon Parker has been very vocal on social media of mm-hmm. being critical of Allen's targets and the Bears offense and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to make the connection and the assumption that you are voicing the thoughts of Allen Robinson's camp. You would understand that, correct?
Of course I understand it, but you know, I can't go there and say, yes, it's true, or no, that's not true. I can't go there with that.
Okay, so I guess in terms of the multiple sources angle or all of that, like, you know, Matt Nagy seems to, just from our observation of having it every day, that actually had been the thing that he had, you know? There hasn't been a lot of last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there hadn't been a lot of anonymous quotes and all of that stuff. So I guess I'm just kind of wondering how that broke down from Nagy's perspective.
Well, I don't think it was the case last year for the majority. You know, I think I want to say it was Cordarrelle Patterson who I've had on my show and is a great guy and was really well liked by Bears fans. I think it was him that tweeted out, you know, I stand with Matt Nagy. It was somewhere in November of last year.
Yep.
So I don't get the sense that, you know, most of the locker room felt that way a year ago, but I think this year I mentioned the Dalton thing that didn't help. You know, the fact that I think with the Bears, there's such an amount of pride in that organization. And the fact that they have not been able to find any sense of rhythm offensively. And the fact that you have a head coach who's known as an offensive guy, I think all of that has contributed to it. And I go back to, I think a lot of people connect Nagy with pace, and as a result, you can group them together. And whether that's fair or not is I don't know, but I think there's a sense that okay, pace is Nagy's guy, and vice versa. So I'm going to put them in the same boat, and that's the sense I get for right now.
Well, a couple things on that front, and Jordan Schultz is with us talking about his tweet and report about anonymous sources within the Bears. So you mentioned that they were concerned about leadership from Ryan Pace. Is that in terms of him actually even being present, being vocal, being connected? Certainly we don't.
I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't hear from him publicly and in the media. I wonder if the players ever hear from him.
So that's where I was going to go is with Ryan Pace. Like, you know, there are two different kinds of GMs. Some guys are very vocal. Some guys aren't. They want to be behind the scenes, and both can be successful. And in Ryan Pace's case, I don't think there's any real connection with the players. And you don't need to have that to be a successful team, to connect with the GM. But when there is not a sense of communication and togetherness that starts at the GM, it's very hard, and this is why I've tried to be fair with Nagy, but it's very hard for the head coach then to operate on a day-to-day basis because you know that when a head coach is hired by a GM, they're talking every day. So when there's that disconnect to the players, I think that has been very difficult for a lot of guys.
And you do not see a scenario where Nagy would go and Pace would stay. Is that correct?
I think it's awfully hard. I would defer more to you with Pace, given that he's been there 7 years. Let me ask you this then. With Ryan Pace, do you feel like Bears fans blame him more or Nagy?
I think Nagy at the moment's less popular, but 7 years of no playoff wins for Pace is pretty damning. And this would be his third coach if he got another one. The cap situation isn't great.
Surviving the Trubisky bust. People don't usually get to survive that and continue.
Yeah. Jordan, do you think there's a scenario where Allen Robinson plays for the Bears next year?
I don't know that. He correct me if I'm wrong, but he could get tagged again, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it would be they don't have a ton of cap space and it would be very expensive,
right.
But conceivably
right.
they could tag him again for 120% of what he got this year.
Yeah. Well, hey, how about this? Let me answer the first question because that's easier for me to answer right now with Pace and Nagy. I would compare it, not exactly the same, but I would compare it to Judge and Gettleman in New York, where you have potentially, in this case, in the Giants case, maybe a third coach with a GM that hasn't been there very long, a GM that has no communication with the team, and a team that often feels like they're kind of operating, rudderless. And that's the sense that I've gotten with Nagy and Pace. And that's why I tweeted it a few minutes later. I don't envision a scenario where Pace survives as well. I can't imagine a situation where an organization like the Bears is going to continue to give him the opportunity to hire another head coach.
Okay. It's a hell of a report, man. And I understand that you are not going to comment on your
well, source. I have to protect certain sources. I can't. I wish I could give you more right now, but that's what I got right now.
Right. No, but just to recap, you've got multiple people saying that the overwhelming majority of the Bears locker room wants Matt Nagy gone.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Jordan Schultz, Schultz Report on Twitter, host of a podcast with Allen Robinson. Hey, call us back if you get more, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. All right.
Thanks, Jordan.
I don't know.
I wonder who Allen Robinson wanted to be quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, man. He won't say, right? And I kind of towed a line there, right? And
sure.
He's not – you're obviously not supposed to ask a reporter who his source is, and he's obviously not going to reveal his source. But Jordan Schultz is not a newsbreaker. It's not Adam Schefter. Like, the idea that that guy who hosts a podcast with Allen Robinson, who has the outspoken agent, is all of a sudden going to have – 7 sources inside the Bears locker room is exceptionally unlikely.
Understood. He also did mention Cordero Patterson was on the show. We could look at a guest list, and then you know how it works.
It's not impossible.
You think it's unlikely that Allen Robinson could be saying to someone who's likely his friend in Jordan Schultz, hey, it's this guy.
I'm saying that it's exceptionally unlikely that the sourcing does not include Allen Robinson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The guy hosts a podcast with Allen Robinson.
Shane, dig into the guest list on that podcast from last year and or from this year, because it's obviously, he mentioned Cordero Patterson. You book a guest, sometimes you make a contact and you go on from there.
Yeah, but Grody's here. He is actually on that beat. I'd be fascinated. Go ahead real quick.
No, I was just saying, the only thing as it pertains to that is the reason seemed a little bit shy as far as I was concerned. Like, Was it just the Dalton thing?
It was the fact that the offense has no flow and no scheme. That's what I took from it. They're like, hey, this is the offensive guy and our offense sucks.
Yeah.
Which makes all the sense in the world.
Okay.
To me.
All right.
I don't know.
But
we'll continue to react to it, and then we'll hear Grody's Bears report with the players and Matt Nagy. But that, I don't know. That was a weird one to me. I need to process that last 10 minutes of conversation. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.